What we do here is go back.
Yeah, good mate. Thanks for having me.
The halfway up socks.
Yeah. I didn't want to do them too high, you know.
Fucking absolute fool.
When you're younger, you always have dreams and you always think, oh yeah, I want to play AFL. But realistically, like, especially when I started getting a bit older, I didn't actually think it was something that could come through.
Did you kick 0-11 a few years back at North Beach?
Yeah, I might have.
I need to get uncomfortable to be comfortable, and I think I need to be somewhere else to develop my football. Like, I just don't think I can stay here and grow as a player and grow as a person.
How many times have you watched yourself either hitting the winning runs or that last over?
Oh God, I think only about 300.
No, I actually re-looked at the story he was posted to look at his jersey number in case that was a question.
Really? So you did study?
Yes, well, that was the only thing.
Yeah, right. Do you want to go for another half an hour and give us the last question?
Yes, welcome back to the Brian Ethan Podcast, episode 118, believe it or not. And of course, it's all thanks to Skinbro, Hat Locker, and Cheetah Clothing. For Skinbro and Hat Locker, you can use code BrianEthan20 for 20% off at skinbro.com and hatlocker.com.au. And Ethan, got a very big guy next to us today.
We do. He's massive. We always say they're big, but big Joshy Edwards is in the building. Josh, how are you?
Good, mate. Thanks for having us on, boys. Been watching for a while, so
we have a mutual connection through our good mate Cal Levitt. So today is going to be interesting, but we'll start off with Cal. Did you think breaking his bed or contributing to breaking his bed back in 2022 has played a part in your success thus far?
Oh, huge, massive part of my success. Yeah, that was a bit of an awkward situation. That's the first time I met you boys as well. Yeah, I don't think his mum was too happy about that one.
Were we right in saying that you went straight from playing for the West Coast Waffle side to that party?
That may be true. Yeah. Headed down.
You were in the kit still, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think I came with Ethan Donaghy, I think, straight from Perth. And yeah, Cal hit us up. They was having a house party, so... Yeah.
Now, audio listeners won't be able to see this. But,
there's no...
Look at Joshy, right?
Where is he now?
Who is that on top of me?
I don't know, but... nothing much more than that, but yes, you were huge back then, but even massive now, so you've definitely grown.
Couple of years, I guess, in an AFL system in a way, being part of that West Coast Reserve side, but South Mandurah Junior Footy Club, what was it like progressing through into the Peel Thunder junior pathways, and were you always, I guess, copping some comparisons with your brother Mitch?
Yeah, still do. But it's just part of my life. So no, South Mandurah is a great place to start playing footy. Real tight community down there. Obviously produced a few good footy players like Rhett Bazo, etc. But yeah, moving up from there to Peel, you obviously know a lot of the boys. It's such a small district. And yeah, playing futures and Colts at Peel was a really good experience. Guess that's where I really fell in love with footy, playing with your mates and training every week with them. So yeah, it was a good start.
Now, we're not going to make today about Mitch too much, but obviously in the AFL, same management as yourself. I did see him on Saturday night, and I did say you two do not look related whatsoever.
Yeah. I did not know until last week.
Do people think you're just mates, or is that just us?
Nah, everyone. That's funny you say that. Everyone at Perth, not till like the third week, made the connection, the last name and the height. Like, oh, you Mitch's brother. And I was like, yeah. And like, what the fuck? Like, we had no idea. So yeah, we don't really look alike.
Yep. I was thinking about it on the way here because we found out last week, I think.
Yeah, well, I had like a slight indication there was a relation, but then I was like.
And then I thought, they're both tall, both play ruck,
both from
Mandurah, the Peel region. Yeah, maybe there was. Could have linked up the dots.
But that moment last year when he's drafted, I think you almost tackled him on the couch when it happened. And then he's like, I think he had a phone call from Fox Footy while he was talking to Fox Footy. What's that moment like, your brother being picked up?
Oh, it's surreal. It's like what everyone imagines it to be like, I reckon. Like the first night was intense. Like everyone's so like nervous. And unfortunately, he didn't go round one. But we kind of all knew he was more likely to go round two pretty early. So when you got picked up the second night, I guess all the emotions come out, eh? Like, it's both been our dream for ages, and to see him do that was pretty surreal. And then to his AFL club he's gone for since being a kid. Yeah. So
same with you, or?
Yeah, no, I'm a Hawthorn man. Okay. So Yeah, a bit
big
of
Easter break. Monday clash for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. No, it wasn't great. Oh, Hawks only came back though.
Last week. I watched it, but yeah.
There was a delay. Heavy delay in the rain.
How long was that, an hour?
40 minutes, I think. Half an hour at least, yeah. Mm.
It's a long one. Well, if our research is correct, you have an Indigenous heritage.
We do, yeah. Down South Australia, I think my nana's dad was actually Franklin. So, not saying I'm related to Buddy Franklin or anything, but you know, I don't know. But yeah, there is a bit of Indigenous heritage there. So,
might have to do an ancestry.com sort of thing. Yeah. Have a look, see if you're linked up with Buddy Franklin.
Yeah, cross fingers.
Wouldn't be a bad player to be related to. End of 2021, you leave Peel for the Eagles Waffle after playing a mix of Colts and reserves. Was that move purely for a senior opportunity at league level with West Coast?
Yeah, definitely. I was trying to push for a Peel senior spot for a while, but a few things didn't work out. So ended up talking. I was pretty close going to Swans, to be honest, before that. And then I think a week later, a few days later, West Coast hit me up. And obviously that's, I don't know, you get pretty excited when West Coast hit you up. So went for a meeting there, and Nick Nat was there and stuff. So that kind of pushed me over the edge straight away. And yeah, went there for a big league opportunity. So, yeah.
And what are the memories from the first game in league colours as an Eagle?
Yeah, I think we versed East Frio for my first debut, and they had Bryn Teagle in the ruck, so I was shitting myself. Yeah. He was probably one of the best in the Waffle. So, no, it was really cool though. Yeah, it was a good experience.
How much access did you guys who weren't AFL listed players, how much access did you have into the club, and I guess what sort of connections did you guys form with some of the AFL guys?
Yeah, look, it's a really good culture between all the boys there, and the AFL boys don't think they're over or above. Like, everyone's just one. It's really good culture. So, yeah, we got to use AFL change rooms, the ice baths, the saunas, whatever, and the gym. So you're not cut off from anything. And the AFL boys, they all come and watch and stuff because their mates are playing as well. So, and you also go out together on the weekend. So, no, it's... Everyone's won.
I saw there was, I think it was a photo on your Instagram from a couple of years ago. I saw you guys did a thing with the Indigenous jersey at the club with all the AFL boys. So is that sometimes you all link up as one big squad?
Yeah. I think, yeah, that was a cool experience. But yeah, they used to, I don't know, because the AFL boys play with the Waffle as well. So they try to get everyone to mix together as much as they can. So you need a bit of chemistry.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So you formed some pretty good connections with the boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And you'd play for Wembley when not playing for the Eagles.
Yeah. So I played a few games for Wembley last year. Chris Waterman was the head coach. So I went down there just to, I don't know, get maybe a bit of confidence back. And if you didn't crack the seniors team for West Coast, go down there for a kick. So
yeah.
Did any of the opposition give you a bit of lip for being like a Waffle player coming back down or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, a few of them would. I think, is it Ocean Ridge? Is that,
yeah, it would have been.
A few, I don't know who they were, but a few boys from there would give me a bit of lip. So,
yep. And fun. How hard was it being in a side that, like, let's face it, weren't very competitive? And was that part of the reason for the switch to Perth? Like, were you sort of told that number one ruck spot would be available up for grabs at Perth?
Yeah, look, it wasn't easy, to be honest. I kind of did lose a bit of motivation for footy towards the end of the year. I hadn't, until round one this year, Perth, and we beat Subi, I hadn't run a Waffle game in about 3 years. So it was hard when you're getting flogged every week. But yeah, Perth had a really good opportunity for a number one ruck. So went down there and had a meeting, and was pretty keen with what they were offering. So yeah.
Yeah,
must
have been keen for you.
Could you classify yourself as a bit of a Waffle journeyman, having been at three clubs? And I guess how do all three sort of compare to each other?
Yeah, I've been around a bit.
Only 21.
Yeah. No, I'm not too proud of it. I don't want to be one of them players.
Play for all 10.
Yeah, I'm on my way to, give it another 5 years.
Yep.
But yeah, it's obviously Peel, West Coast and Perth. That's... Well, I signed a 3-year contract at Perth, and I kind of just, I want to stay there now for the rest of my Waffle career. I don't want to skip around. So I'm pretty keen to stay there as long as I can, and I think we're building something exciting. But, yeah, I reckon Perth's probably one of the best cultures I've ever been at for a footy club. It's just made that many mates already, and it's great to be there. So
you're playing on the best surface in the competition as well.
It is. People say it's too hard, but I don't think it is.
Beautiful.
It is. It's so nice. They maintain it every day. So I love playing there. I played there last year, obviously. So
yeah, is it a similar feeling like going to the same ground, like West
Coast, your home ground,
as you played with West Coast Waffle? Like, it's a different club, but same venue.
Yeah, it's weird because you see the West Coast boys out there who you played with last year playing out, the training out there as well. So, yeah, it can be a bit awkward, but I don't know, it's also handy because you're pretty familiar with what ground you're playing on. So,
no bad blood there. We hope. We don't obviously talk about the technical side of things too much on the show, but did kick a nice goal in round one. How much sort of emphasis is put on like the marking and around the groundwork outside of just the standard tap work?
Yeah, marking's been a huge emphasis for me, especially last year at West Coast and coming to this year. It's always been one of my weaknesses, I reckon, personally. It's taken big clunks and packs. So me and Jermo got a right coach and been doing heaps of work on that. It's learning how to use your body and not engage your arms and stuff. So it was good to take a mark down forward. And, yeah, hopefully I can bring more of that, I reckon, this year. Start getting the marks up a bit.
First couple of games this year under lights, and which must be pretty cool. What impact has the new ex-AFL recruits had on you, considering you're the one tapping it down their throats?
Yeah, trying to anyway. it's really good, especially having Chook in there for most of the stoppages. He's just got like a wealth of knowledge,
Charlie Constable, that is.
Yeah.
I assumed that was who you're talking about.
Yeah, Charlie Constable. Yeah, he's been a huge, and Mark Stone, new assistant coach for midfield, he's been massive, just really focusing on our communication and bringing in new like midfield strategies and not just relying on us to win the hit out by luck. And we've got a really good formula going now. And Sammy Simpson, who's my housemate, he's done heaps of off the field stuff with me, helping me develop, I reckon, personally, just with mindset and stuff like that, so...
What do you do, ruck? Like, what's ruck training entail? Like, is it just like, I assume it's not just like jumping on the bags and tapping it. Like, obviously, I just said do a work around the ground. But like, what's your main sort of training individually?
For me personally, it's that timing. So it does involve a bit of jumping into the ruck bags, just getting that timing, because you got a lot going on. You're talking to the mids where you want to tap it, and then you worry about the ruck's body, what they're going to do. Yeah. And then you want to tap it at the highest point. So for me, in the centre bounce, just working on that timing, getting at the highest point, and I guess around the stoppages, just make sure I'm giving the mids the best advantage I can with not engaging my arms and tapping it down to where they need it. So whether that's doing a heap of bag work with the rucks and training like you play, I guess, so going hard at it at training.
What about those new ruck rules this year?
Is that the right way in the mid where you can stick out your arm now, eh?
And yeah, I only just learned about it last week, but
yeah.
You can push your arms out if you don't go underneath the flight of the ball, apparently.
Yeah, I feel like the umpires don't really understand it either, to be honest, because I've done it a few times. I've been called for blocking, and then other times it's play on, and I've done the exact same. So, I don't know. I'm still a bit cautious in using it because you get pinned for it still, so I don't know. I try not to do it.
Another new confusing rule, the AFL.
You'd probably be one of, if not the youngest, like, league ruckman in the comp. Some pretty experienced rucks. Like, I know guys will go in there sort of like at times, like from other clubs, but it's a pretty experienced waffle ruck. So you must like sort of have your work cut out research wise.
Yeah, actually, I've got really into my research this year, especially the help of the ruck coach. We look through it together. But yeah, people like Scott Jones, like Big East Perth. Oh, he's huge.
Yeah.
Brent Teagle and Ollie Easton. I love how they play. So they've obviously been around quite a bit longer and they've got that knowledge on me. But it helps me grow versus really good ruckman. So I'm going to get better from it. But yeah.
Hopefully they don't bully you too much, even though you're holding your own. But JME Fitness, is that just, how you... Straight away, say it off the letters.
Yeah, that's smart.
It's been a big project that's developed nicely in the background. How did that come about, and how are you splitting your time week to week with that and footy?
Yeah, it's been a little thing I've been working on for quite a while. I guess it all started. I was doing construction management at uni. Wasn't too fond of it. I think it lasted about a semester and dropped out and I was done. Didn't tell mum and dad or anything. So I just kept it on the low for like a year or so. I think only me and Mitch knew. But I don't know, I don't think uni was cut out for me. So just started looking around for what I was interested in. And I love health and fitness. So yeah, I mean, I'm around the gym every day and do athletic training. So I started up a little personal training brand. And yeah, I guess it's really keen to help people out and use that as my passion. So it's got a new gym in Booragoon. So yeah, it's all coming together nicely.
Yeah, well, talk about something that looks nicely is your content on your Instagram. It's top-notch quality. Are you doing that all yourself or have you got some people behind the scenes?
So I do all the editing and posting and whatnot. What's his name? DY Key Captures. He's my mate from down south and he's just got, he's into all the filming, got all the cameras and gear and stuff. Yeah. I don't know how to do any of that. Yeah. So he might pop down for a game or out to a gym session, do some filming for me, which is great. And then I'll take over the editing and stuff from there. But yeah, it's
that's like, work. That's like his passion or career.
It is, yeah. He's got the drones and lenses, right. All that stuff that I can't afford. So yeah, he's been a big help. Yeah.
How much editing time are we talking a week? Like hours?
Yeah. Far out. I try to get a good out, probably 2 hours a day, I reckon, just because I'm trying to be a bit more consistent. Yeah. I'm sure you boys know. Posting every day helps way more than posting every now and then. So, but it's a bit of a struggle. But yeah, it's good.
Are you doing that to sort of put out the JME Fitness page? Is that sort of what you're trying to do?
Yeah, pretty much. Just I don't get more followers on there and just build a bit of a personal brand, I guess.
Yeah.
So I think, that's, I don't know, from my research, that's what everyone encourages you to do. So yeah.
Especially because Waffle's like semi-professional as well. You need that. You need stuff away from footy, even though it is still like footy related, but like off the field.
Yeah, and that's what I come back to. It's my passion. So if I can do that alongside footy and, I don't know, work with mates and friends, and I don't know, I like helping out mates who, I go, oh, how do you get that 10K time and stuff like that? I love helping them out. I guess, yeah, good hobby outside of footy. So
all the best to you for that. Instagram Q&As. I'm sure you're looking forward to this one.
No, not from what I was saying at training last night. I heard a few things. So.
Well, you can, of course, head to Bray and Ethan on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook to ask some questions, and highlights will be on TikTok, which is just Bray Ethan. First one from Not Mitch Hendo. Did Josh ever have the initials of a girl he just met written on his wrist in a league game?
Of course, Hendo sent that in. Yeah, I did. It was a piss date though. But, I had my mate Smitho and her friend come over from Sydney for a bit of just a holiday.
Yeah,
we ended up getting Airbnb together and just put a bit of a dare on it. So
how'd you go on that game?
Career best.
I think I did all right. I was planning to kick a goal for her, but it didn't work out too well. But
that was a salute straight up.
I got a bit of shit for that one.
Jack Cooley, which Perth midfielder always has his back? You'd hope they all do, but...
Yeah, cool. I've got to say Cool's on that one, I guess. Yeah, but I love playing with Cooley. Good bloke, so...
Was he at East Perth?
He was.
I think he went to Victoria as well for a bit.
Right.
Yeah, he was at Vic for a bit, so he's another gun midfielder we have, I reckon. That's really handy.
Declan McCormack, who's your go-to for a sports massage? In brackets, only... one right answer.
Just Declan then, eh? Declan, fuck. He's, I think he's the head coach of the AFLW at Freo now. Head coach, head trainer.
Oh, yep.
He always used to pop around before the Peel games, give us a good rub down, so.
Nice.
You've sent him to bigger and better things.
I have. I set him up. That was all me.
Connections.
Luke_Cockerham, what's the hardest thing you've had to overcome in life or footy?
Oh, right. I wasn't ready for that one. That's a deep one.
Do you know who that is, or is that just a...
He is. I've known him since, I think, pre-primary. So we're going back.
Go anywhere with it if you want.
So what was it?
Hardest thing you've had to overcome in life or footy?
Overcome in life and footy. Far out.
Other than breaking Cal Levitt's bed.
Oh, I'm never seeing his mum again after that. It's horrible. I guess, I mean, I haven't had much time to think about it, but I guess moving to Perth off a win was pretty heavy. Like, I wasn't really ready to move out of home and buy my own groceries and rent, even though it doesn't seem that bad. It's kind of just smacked me out of nowhere. So, I mean, I was down in Peel 1 week in Mandurah, not expecting to move, and then off to Perth I went, leaving family and friends and stuff. Even though it's only an hour away, you get busy and you don't really see them as much as you used to. So I guess that's one point.
Gregor_Taylor, how many calories do you aim to eat per day?
I don't really believe in tracking your calories too much. I try to hit protein goals around 220 grams, I reckon. But besides that, I'm not huge in tracking my calories. I've just got my go-to brekkies that I know make me feel good and light before training sessions and games. Until I start really stacking on the kilos, I think I'm pretty happy just leaving the calories.
Yeah, well, every day is different. Like, you're not going to eat the exact same every day, like, especially the day before a game compared to, like, day after a game or 2 days after a game.
Oh, it just gets too hard, eh? Like, if you go out to a restaurant and stuff,
yeah.
It's like...
Yeah.
I don't know what sauces you use and stuff.
Yeah. Jaden Evans 11. Ask him what's a snog, I believe it is, and to give everyone listening his best whack.
A snoog, I believe. Yeah, do you know what that is?
No. I do not.
Oh, it's one of them, like... It's like a snorkel, kind of, but you have it in your mouth, and then it goes up, and you put, like, a can upside down.
Oh, yeah.
Like a snoog, yeah.
So it's not a lot. Are you talking like the snorkel as with the alcohol?
Yeah.
It's not a snorkel, it's something different.
Yeah, it's same but different. Like, the same as a snorkel, but then it's got, like, a can-sized hole at the top, and you put the can in, and once you finish sculling it, you're supposed to blow it out so the can shoots out. I've never seen it before, before him and Ethan Donnie whipped one out one night, and, yeah.
What's the whack?
Oh, that's it's a little thing Evo's created, I think. Don't know. I'm not doing that,
_ Brody Delaney, who wins in a 100-meter sprint between us?
Wait, who was that?
Brody Delaney.
All right, back myself here. God damn.
Good.
Ethan, confidence. Ethan Donaghy, best mid you've played alongside and why?
Best mid I've played with.
He wants it to be him, does he?
Yeah, well, I'm probably going to say him. But probably back in my Peel Colts day, he was probably one of the best. Like, he's got that much courage, puts his head over every contest. And obviously we're best mates, so I love playing with him. But nowadays I'd probably say Chook, obviously. So.
Last one here from Itchy101. Thoughts on the spring comp Chooks in 2021?
That was did you do that with us? No, I don't think.
No, I definitely didn't.
No, that was with the Waroona boys, like Sam Goldsworthy and Evo Byron Finch. So that was a summer league comp. Yeah, that was a good time.
Footy.
Yeah. So the Chooks, I think that's just what we called ourselves, and we actually made it to the Grandy. We didn't lose a game, and they've just whacked a few waffle leg players in there, a few ex-AFL players, and we got smacked for the Grandy. So,
ouch.
No, it was a good year, but a bit of fun.
Any late ones?
I don't think so.
No. All right, well, I'll do the quiz.
Big expectations to live up to from last week.
Bragging rights.
Noah.
Yep.
What's the quiz on?
You.
Personal stats.
Oh, I'm going to do shit.
Hey, what did Noah say last week? He said that.
Yeah, you know, Noah said he was going to do shit
top
as well.
Top quiz. 11 out of 14.
Outright top. So that's your benchmark. Bragging rights.
Oh, God.
Question number one, as always, what is your height and weight on the Waffle website?
Oh, 203. Is it 95? 98?
100.
Oh, real?
Put some kegs on.
Well, that height's pushing it a bit as well.
What did you say the height was again?
203. Yeah, maybe half a point.
That's half a point, yep.
Question number two. How many centimetres is this shorter than by Mitch on the Geelong website?
Three.
Correct.
I know that one. That hurts.
Is that right?
Yeah, that hurts. So I believe he's 206.
Yep. Right. Where did the height come from, by the way? Like,
where? Well, our mum's mum, so our nana, she's from Holland and Dutch, so they're statistically, I think they're like the tallest people in the world. So that's the only thing I can put it down to, because dad's not tall. So yes, that's it, eh?
1.5 from 2. Question number 3. How many hitouts did you have personally? How many more hitouts did you personally have in round 2 just gone compared to round 1?
I think I had negatives, didn't I? No?
You had more in round 2 to round 1.
Oh. Fuck, I don't know. Personally. Then. I thought I had less. No, 5?
3.
3.
31 to 28.
Right.
Question number 4. How many games in total did you play for the Eagles waffle side?
17, I think.
Correct.
Any reason to knowing that?
Duh,
get told it once you finished up, or you just had a look?
Yeah, I had a look a few times.
2.5 from 4. Question number 5. True or false, South Mandra Junior Footy Club has never had a representative play an AFL game up to this point.
Oh, Rhett Basso played AFL, didn't he? So, yeah, they have.
True. Oh, sorry.
No, yeah, you're correct. Yeah, I don't think if you click that link, right, doesn't say Rhett on there. So there's about 4 people on here who have been on this but haven't played yet, obviously Mitch included.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
But
Jed Adams.
But it doesn't have Rhett on there. Cameron, that was LeSource. Gone, so we'll give you a point there.
What would that be?
2.5?
3.5.
3.5. Question number 6. You've had the same amount of tackles, personally, in both of your games for Perth this year. What's the number?
3.
Correct.
I think I know the tackles, but not the hit out, so I should probably know the hit out.
4.5 from 6. Question number 7. Out of the 8 club debutants, how many of these guys kicked a goal in round 1?
Oh. So 4?
Including yourself, correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very good.
5.5 from 7. We're flying now.
Question number 8. Have you given away or received more free kicks in your league career to date?
Oh, I have no idea. I've probably given away more, I reckon. Sure.
Correct.
Sure.
It'd be being a ruckman, I reckon, would kill you.
Yeah, that's what I don't know. Sometimes it'll be grabbing and holding the man, but you're both holding each other. Yeah. So it's like 50-50, but I guess...
Being a backman or a ruckman, you just get pinged.
Yeah, all the time, and I gave away a pretty bad high tackle last week straight in front of goals, so Jeremy wasn't too happy. But
So what would that be? That would be 6.5 from 8. We are on a roll here.
Yep.
Question number 9. You've also given away more free kicks than received in your Colts career. The more you've given away is the same difference that you've given away in your league career. What's the number?
Probably I'll go, I don't know, I'm hoping it's not too high, like 10? I don't know.
6.
6, so yeah. Given away 20 and received 14 in league, and given away 12 and received 6 in the Colts. So the difference is the same. Somewhat bit of a hard one they want.
Still 7.5?
Yep.
7.5 going into the last question. 5. If you get 7. 5 here, you go straight to the top.
Yep.
That would be outright top. That'd be 12.5. That would be the highest.
2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, that'd be the highest ever score in this current quiz. Yeah.
What? So this one's worth 5 points.
Yeah. Oh, so 5 impossible. If you get it bang on, 4 if you're within 3, 3 if you're within 5, 2 if you're within 10, and you'll get a point for anything outside of that.
In
2023, for West Coast, you had the exact same amount of kicks and handballs in total by the end of the season, personally. For 5 points, what's the number?
Oh, I have no idea. No idea. All up. So same amount of handballs and kicks up in the 2023 season.
Like, this number isn't them combined.
Combined. It's just like the same number.
Same
number.
Yeah,
and the same. So it's not like them two combined. So
you've had X kicks and X handballs and it's the same number.
I'm going to go 26.
Don't know. 2 points.
37.
Oh.
A bit higher than you thought.
Yeah. All right. 30 something. Oh, I thought it was going to go 21. So like I didn't.
Well, lucky.
That means 42 disposals in 17 games.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't backing myself. I didn't rack them 37. Up.
37, that's the opposite. You wore number 73, eh?
Yeah.
The opposite of the number. That's a very, well, I know West Coast have higher numbers, but was that the highest in the team or was there someone like
we had we had 81, yeah. Which is 73 is not good, but 81's up there. Like,
is it? Yeah. Can they not? Can the Waffle players not have like the same number as the AFL listed players? Is that why? Because why is that?
Yeah, so I'm not sure who the highest AFL player is at West Coast.
What, Jai Cully, 49.
Yeah, so it goes up from that. But no, it's good to be back in 24. Yeah. In the lower ranges,
closer to the land.
That doesn't make sense because Andrew Gaff wore 8 and he wears 3 for the Eagles.
Yeah, and then so Luke Shuey also wore a different number last year when he played.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what. Because they must have waffle jumpers down to that number then. I don't know, yeah. Well,
they probably didn't expect. They probably don't make waffle jumpers for all the AFL players, just the ones they expect to play will be in and out of the side, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, well, back in the 24.
They didn't expect Luke Shuey to play waffle. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that takes you to 9.5, which is not a horrible score. That would take you to outright third, technically.
Won't catch you yet.
11. Right. If you got 5 points there, you'd have gone outright top and the all time leader.
I should back myself a bit. Oh, I'll take it.
Yeah. No, well, pretty much smack bang in the middle at the moment in terms of. You and Malachi champion would be the middle, I think.
Who's on top?
Noah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
He's the highest this year. The highest ever is 12, and if you got 5 there, you would have got 12.5, and that would have
hindsight,
a record.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, good effort, so we'll take that. Of course, it is all thanks to Skinbro Hat Locker and Cheetah Clothing. Their links will be in the show notes below. And of course, I didn't mention it at the start of the episode, but I'll mention it now. Skinbro, you can get the Essentials Kit for only $54.99 if you use code BrianEthan20.
Yes, winter's coming as well.
Get 20% off.
Oh, it doesn't feel like it at the moment.
Hat Locker, you can get 20% off as well. Cheetah Clothing, thanks to them as well. I think Jack Beasley from Cheetah is playing a bit of footy at the moment for Hammersley.
Okay. Yep.
He was playing in their league side. I think he was playing in their league side on the weekend.
Very talented sportsman.
Yep.
Outside of his business.
Yes. And if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, you can of course watch on YouTube and vice versa. Remember, subscribe, 5-star rating, and a like. It would be very much appreciated. But Josh, best of luck against Swan Districts, and thanks for coming on.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
Break some more beds.
Try not to.